It's no surprise that the opening movie to launch the New Zealand International Film Festival Whānau Marama this year should be the highly anticipated The Power of the Dog. Starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Kirsten Dunst, it won director Dame Jane Campion the coveted Best Director Award at this year's Venice Festival. One of the other star performers in the film was the sweeping plains and vistas of central Otago. And to make that happen and to appear on our screens was the work of location manager Sally Sherritt. She joins me now from lockdown in Auckland. Sally, how did you come to work on The Power of the Dog?
Look, you know, I was so lucky, along with quite a number of other crew who were on The Power of the Dog, to have worked with Jane on the piano. So on that film, I personally had great respect for Jane. And, you know, to be part of a film that will live with you for a long time was, you know, amazing. So we had a relationship from there. We had a brief reconnection in, you know, early on Top of the Lake, but that didn't eventuate. And then, of course, I was lucky enough to be available for The Power of the Dog, and Jane contacted me, so that was very exciting.
What is the scope of a locations manager role? You've worked on local productions like the Broken Wood Mysteries. You've worked on the Luminaries, which in some small aspects there might be some crossover with The Power of the Dog. You've worked, as you've mentioned, on the piano as well. What does your role entail?
Well, on most films I scout and manage, so with the scouting, you start very early on in the pre-production to gain as much knowledge as you possibly can from the director, the designer, the DOP, as to what their visions are for their requirements of a location. So the more you can get out of their heads about how they want to tell a story in the setting, the better it is and the better your job will be.
So I guess with the piano, it was very, I mean, one of the issues you would have had to grapple with was getting a piano onto the beach and, you know, making that all safe. But the challenge with The Power of the Dog was taking central Otago and turning it into Montana in the United States. What did you have to do to research that or to understand how to make our local environment reflect a place in North America?
Well, specifically the fact that it was going to be shown on the big screen for a period of time. So it had to be incredibly authentic. And I think initially Jane led us to the right area of central Otago for the Burbank Ranch itself. And from that, you just get a feeling about what you need. Yes, you research, of course, but you get a feeling about the scale and the feeling of the location. So it's what's often contained within a location that helps tell the story rather than just complete landscape. You know, we wanted vastness and isolation and aloneness, we went for a harder, bigger environment. And then some more intimate environments, we needed to look at places that weren't so vast, like the secret, Phil's secret spot and the haymaking camp, those sort of locations that were quite enclosed in a way, but also had the feeling that was required to go with the rest of it. So it had to look like one. It couldn't look like individual locations.
What were some of the specific challenges or, I guess, memorable aspects of the locations you chose for The Power of the Dog? Like, who did you have to work with, or what were some of the memorable moments?
Well, the rivers were interesting, and especially the Cowboys River. It was a collaboration. We had to obviously get the blessing from the local iwi, who then gave us, once we'd got their blessing, then we could get permits from DOC. We did have big rains during the shoot, which made it a little bit touch and go as to whether the rivers would be clear enough or accessible enough to work in, but luckily everything sort of came right before we got there. But that was an interesting one, and you know, we were very lucky to have iwi support of having cowboys and horses in the rivers. It's just something you know, that sometimes is not looked upon so greatly. Also, we were lucky that there was water in the rivers and not, they weren't completely dry, as some of them are during the summer with the amount of water that's taken away for farming.
Sally, this is a movie that's set on a ranch, and obviously you're going to need horses and cattle. How did that figure into your responsibilities?
The horses, there was a whole horse wrangling department, and they are very professional and have worked a lot together. And I've worked with them, so we have a good relationship, and we know, I understand what their requirements are as far as, you know, the water, the facilities, shade, all those sorts of things. So the horses were quite, you know, sort of reasonably easy. The cattle was an interesting one because they were so intertwined with the actual property owners that they became part of my job, which they wouldn't normally, only because they, you know, there had to be that relationship with the property owners that I'd built up while I was talking to them and about the locations, but also about how their cattle would be used. So that became an interesting exercise. And it was also something that we knew we had to have someone who understood cattle, who would treat them as their own, had the right dogs, could get on with the wranglers, all of that sort of stuff. So I actually employed my brother to come on and be with us and look after the cattle because he's a farmer. The cattle, we had cows and calves and steers, so they're very valuable animals, and for a farmer to give us use of the cattle to do the scenes we needed to, you know, it was important that they were looked after properly.
Yeah, what is that relationship between, say, you as the contact person for a production to the people who's property that you're using or cattle that you're using? That's quite a special relationship in any production you work in.
It totally is, and that's the sort of beginning of my production, pre-production process, is building that relationship with the property owners, whether it's public or private land, but in this case more so private land. And what we wanted to do, especially on the ranch, you know, the builds were large. We had to have that relationship with the owners that they would trust us to do what we said we were going to do and reinstate at the end and all that sort of thing before we could go ahead and apply for our resource consents and building exemptions and all that part of it. So that relationship, that trust, has to be built up very quickly and on it. You know, there's just no room for not carrying through everything that you promise you will do. And yeah, I was very lucky. We had amazing owners, and we're good friends now.
I'm speaking with Sally Sherritt, who is the locations manager on the new Jane Campion film, The Power of the Dog. How big was the crew, and what are we talking about in terms of scale of amount of people involved in a production like this to go somewhere as remote as Central Otago?
In its peak, the construction team, which involved the greens department, the art department, the dressers, the painters, it was about 130 on site for that pre-production period leading up to day one of filming.
And all these people need accommodation, they need food, and they need transport.
Yep, they need looking after, they need facilities, they need shelter, because we worked in gale force winds, snow, sleet, 40 degrees of heat, like every condition. It's not an Auckland season, four seasons in a day. They were extreme conditions down there. So the crew working really hard to get everything ready for day one had to be looked after.
One of the things I was taken aback by was the house, the main house in the ranch. Was that especially constructed for the production?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was designed, obviously, by Grant Major, and it was a huge build. The valley it was built in is in a gale force wind region, so the structure of it had to be engineered and designed to withstand any conditions. So it was a major undertaking for that. Two levels of that three-level house were practically built on location, as well as the barns, all the cattle yards, etc. So there was a lot of sets.
And then when the production finishes, are these constructions struck down? Are they? You know, do you have to return everything back to the way the property was prior to filming?
Absolutely. Yep. You basically have to leave it as it was found. So everything had to go, which was incredibly sad because they were built to last. Even for a short time, they had to be strong enough to withstand any conditions. And they would have lasted, well, the barn would have lasted, the house wouldn't have lasted because it wasn't weatherproof. But, yep, everything had to go. It was a major reinstating the property and the ground and making sure it was all clean and tidy. And the grass was growing again.
That is Sally Sherritt, Dame Jane Campion's longtime location manager who worked on The Power of the Dog.